You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Polls are open until 8. Some ballots are sparse, some have more options. Milwaukee's 3rd District will be choosing between Daniel Bauman and Alex Brower to fill the Common Council seat left vacant after Alderman Jonathan Brostoff's passing. The winner will serve in that role until April of 2028. The things everyone will see are the Supreme Court race, the state DPI contest, and the voter ID question. To see what's on your ballot and where to vote, check out myvote.wi.gov. We'll have live election night coverage right here on WAUK. The scoreboard wasn't in favor of the home team, but the hero was honored. Opening day at American Family Field yesterday was filled with tributes to Bob Uecker. The legendary Brewer broadcaster passed away in January at the age of 90. His signature was etched into the grass in center field, and a banner signed by thousands of fans now hangs over the press box entrance. Despite the emotions, the Brewers fell to the Royals in that home opener. The Hop had more people hopping on last year. Milwaukee Streetcar saw a slight increase in ridership last year, with around 530,000 passengers. That's up about 8% from the previous year. Events like Summerfest boosted usage, though declines were noted during the RNC and Bastille days. Brookfield voters are deciding today whether to approve a $6 million property tax increase. It's meant to address a growing budget shortfall. The referendum would fund services like police, fire, and road maintenance. It would add about $300 annually to the tax bill for the owner of an average Brookfield home. Without approval, city officials warn of potential service cuts. And that's news on WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Brewers get pounded by the Royals. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, another lopsided loss for the Brewers, losing 11-1 to Kansas City. They fell behind 4-0 after just two innings and gave up six more in the seventh. Pitcher Aaron Civale out now with a pulled hamstring. They had to call up right-hander Grant Anderson from Nashville. Manager Pat Murphy.
Pitching staff is decimated. I mean, what can I tell you guys? I mean, a lot of our top pitchers aren't here. I said 8 out of the 13. And we've been a man down. Anderson got in at 3 in the morning and had to pitch today more than he's pitched just to suck it up for the team because we didn't have that many arms available.
NBA, the Bucks host the Phoenix Suns tonight at Fiserv Forum at the NFL meetings in Florida. Brian Gutekunst asked if Jair Alexander could be back with the Pack.
Jair, I think we're still working through that. Obviously a very, very good player for us, and we have some time here to kind of figure that out.
That's Packers GM Brian Gutekunst. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. It's been 30 years since the original Heat hit movie screens. Fans of Michael Mann's heist film starring Robert De Niro and Al Pacino might be happy to know there is a sequel on the way. Rumors have Adam Driver and Austin Butler set to star in the new film, although nothing has been officially greenlit. According to Rolling Stone, Heat, which was released in 1995, was the 28th best film in the 90s, and it was the first time Al Pacino and Robert De Niro ever appeared on screen together. The actors were both in The Godfather 2, but never had a seen together on camera. According to Pubity.com, that's right, Heat 2 will be a sequel and a prequel all in one. Michael Mann has confirmed he has submitted a draft of the script to Warner Brothers. The plot sounds a bit convoluted, but interesting. There is no date yet for production to start, and sources say the film should hit theaters in late 2026. A new Hollywood power couple might be on the horizon, if rumors are true. Glenn Powell and Sydney Sweeney have been seen together recently, just days after the actress broke up with her longtime boyfriend. The two stars of Anyone But You have put to bed rumors of any involvement previously. It's about time these two talented young actors started getting some publicity. Country singer Morgan Wallen made a controversial exit after being the musical guest on Saturday Night Live last weekend. Instead of mingling and being social, as is the custom, Morgan ditched the cast and posted a picture on social media of his plane and a caption that read, "Get me back to God's country." Wallen lives in Tennessee, a state recently voted one of the worst to live in a CNBC quality of life survey from 2024. Seems like God deserves better. So does Saturday Night Live. The weekend box office numbers are in, and they were good, but not great. Action was king as the new Jason Statham film, A Working Man, landed in first place with a haul of $15 million at the gate. The action film overcame mediocre reviews, but audiences responded to the tune of 90% favorability. Statham plays a construction worker who has to rescue his boss's daughter from human traffickers. Been there, folks. It's no easy task. Coming in second place last week was Disney's Snow White, which brought in about $1 million less at the box office, bringing its two-week total to about $66 million. Faith-based drama The Chosen Part 1 came in third place with a take of $11.5 million. There are no critics' reviews, but as with many faith-based films, audiences are raving about it. Part 2 opens next week. Rounding out the top five were the horror film The Woman in the Yard and the comedy Death of a Unicorn. Both films made their debut over the weekend. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Sunshine this morning, becoming cloudy this afternoon. We'll get to around 38 for a high today. The wind out of the east at 5 to 15. Tonight, an isolated thunderstorm with some rain likely. Could get a half inch to an inch or more today through tomorrow. We'll drop to 34 tonight, 60 our high tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.